The boundaries between opera and cabaret blur in a musical melange inspired by the artist Andy Warhol. WRTI's Meredy Duddleston went to a rehearsal for a glimpse.
There's a quick short way to describe the new show, Andy, a Popera. Try this one by director John Jarbo.
It's a pop opera with 12 opera singers, 6 cabaret performers, and a 5-person band in a warehouse in North Philly with an unlimited bowl of booze, ingredients unlisted.
Ingredients unlisted. This is adult entertainment, but the party punch also reflects the adventuresome spirit of unlikely drinking companions in this co-production of the distinguished opera Philadelphia and the scrappy cabaret company, the Bearded Ladies. Don't be mistaken, though. It's not Warhol's life story.
It's the story of how a boy becomes a brand, how a man becomes a phenomenon, how a little boy named Andre Warhola replicates himself into 12 opera singers to become Andy Warhol.
50 years ago, the artist obsessed with image and replication elevated consumer goods, Campbell's soup cans, Brillo boxes, and celebrities, Marilyn Monroe, Elvis Presley, to museum works. Warhol raised a question about popular culture that's reverberating today.
It feels like he's more alive than dead. When I look at a Facebook wall, when I look at Instagram, when I look at Twitter, I'm often thinking about Warhol. I'm amazed at how much I think he would love about the way we engage with image nowadays. 15 minutes of fame is really no longer a joke.
Leave your phone on, but leave the kids at home. Take pictures. Take video. Warhol's essence lives on in Andy, a Popera, a production that promotes audience participation to a whole new level.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.